In. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. A horrific story emerging in Lakewood, Ocean County this morning. Two children are dead at a home on Shenandoah Drive. Their mother is now charged with their murder. The Ocean County prosecutor says 27-year-old Naomi Eltkins was arrested at the home without incident after police were called there just before 5 o'clock Tuesday night. A 1-year-old, 3-year-old child, they say, had been drowned. The 1-year-old had also been stabbed. There is no indication of a motive at this point. New Jersey Transit CEO Kevin Corbett says he will hold Amtrak's feet to the fire over infrastructure problems causing grief for commuters with frequent suspensions and delays. But Assemblyman Chris DePhillip says Corbett should first get his own house in order.
We should fire all the managers at New Jersey Transit. If this were the private sector, its management and its board would be gone in a heartbeat. Until we do that, it will continue to be amateur hour at New Jersey Transit.
DePhillip says New Jersey Transit is not underfunded and that its problems won't be solved with a 15% fare hike or a billion-dollar tax on state business. This could be a rough tick season, more than usual in New Jersey, because we had a pretty tame winter. New Jersey's already seen about 700 emergency room visits because of ticks.
It's been a busier treatment season for bite, back, tick, and mosquito control in Morganville. Owner Lori White says a mild winter gave more ticks a chance to survive into this year. She adds you can limit your risk around your home by maintaining the yard.
You don't want to have any, you know, hanging tree branches or brush or anything like that, or debris around the yard or piles of leaves, because all those give ticks a haven.
And keep the grass short. According to multi-year averages from the New Jersey Department of Health, in some parts of the state, as much as a quarter of the deer tick population is carrying Lyme disease. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 9:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
Wake up with First News.
Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Oh, today's going to be just like Sunday. Hot, humid, and breezy across New Jersey. We'll see periods of sun and clouds. High temperatures mainly lower to mid-90s. It'll be cooler at the shore, especially on barrier islands. There is a chance of a pop-up shower or storm at any point. The main event's going to be scattered strong thunderstorms this evening. Biggest concerns, downpours, and gusty winds. Lows fall to around 70. Still a lingering shower early tomorrow, then clearing to sunshine. Not as hot, not as humid. Tomorrow's highs, mid-80s. New Jersey weather made possible by Casino Pier and Breakwater Beach in Seaside Heights. Deals and discounts all summer long. Check out CasinoPierNJ.com to get details for specials on rides, wristbands, water park admission, eat, putt, and play, and more. Get more family fun this summer.
In Morristown, 77. Ewing is 78. Turnersville is 80. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.